In the name of Allah, the All-Beneficent, the All-Merciful. There are two questions. 1. What does the statement, companions of a known place, denote? 2. What does the statement, carriers of the heavens, mean?
Allah says in the praise of angels, "And there is none of us, but has an assigned place. And most surely we are they who draw themselves out in ranks, Safun. And we are most surely, they who declare the glory of Allah." Masabihun. The Holy Quran 37, 164-166. The commentators have said that, angels say, "There is none among whose place of worship is not fixed. Indeed, we are from those who glorify." The Blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim, ibn Shara Ashub and Farad, have narrated from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, about the verse, "And there is none of us but has an assigned place," that it refers to the Imams and legatees from the Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam. Also, in the tafsir of Ali ibn Ibrahim, from other authentic traditions, quote, the same Imam that, he said, "We are the tree of Prophet, the minds of Prophethood, and the place where angels come and go, and we are the promise of Allah," it means that, we are the promise that Allah has taken from people, and we are the love of Allah, it means, our love is the love of Allah. We were some nur or lights, and were in the row surrounded by the throne of Allah. The creatures of the sky adored Allah, because of us, till we were sent to the earth, so we mentioned the holiness of Allah, so the creatures of the earth learned adoration from us. We are Safun and Masabihun, as Allah has said. Then, those who fulfill our oath, without any doubt, He has fulfilled the promise of Allah, and whoever breaks the promise with us, he has surely broken his promise with Allah. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar has narrated from Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, that, he said in some of his sermons, "We are Ali Muhammad, alayhi salam. We were some nur or lights around the throne. Allah gave us the order to glorify or tasbih Him. We glorified Him. And the angels glorified by imitating us. Then, Allah sent us on the earth, and commanded us for to glorify Him, and we did it, so the creatures of the earth also recited glorifications like us. That is why, we are Safun and we are Masabihun."
Also, there is a tradition from Ibn Abbas, when he was asked the explanation of the above-mentioned verse. He said that, "We were present in the company of the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, that, Amirul Mu'minin, alayhi salam, arrived. When the Holy Prophet saw the face of the Hazrat, he smiled and said, 'What to say about the one whom Allah created 40,000 years before Adam?'" The Blessed Ibn Abbas says that, "I asked the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wa sallam, was the son, before the father? He replied, 'Yes, Allah created me and Ali before all the prophets. After that, He created all the things, and all the things were created from me and Ali. Then, Allah gave us the place near His throne. Then, He created the angels. We glorified Allah. When we recited the takbir, Allahu Akbar, the angels also did takbir, and all this was due to my and Ali's training. And, it is from the very beginning in the knowledge of Allah that, the friend of mine and Ali will not go to hell, and our enemy will not enter the paradise. Indeed, Allah has made some angels in whose hands, there is a silver vessel containing the nectar of paradise. From the Shias of Amirul Mu'minin Ali, there is no Shia, but that his father and mother are pure, pious, chosen ones and believing in Allah. When any one of them intends to establish sexual relations with his wife, an angel from them, who has the water of paradise in his hands, makes him drink a drop of water due to which faith grows in him, like vegetation. That is why, they from the side of Allah, from the side of his prophet, from the side of his vicegerent, from the side of my daughter Fatimatoz Zahra, from her sons Hassan and Hussein, from their children who are the Imams, will be on truth and right. I asked, O Messenger of Allah, who are those Imams, alayhimas salam? He said, they are 11 persons from the progeny of Amirul Mu'minin Ali through Hussein, alayhi salam. Then, the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, I praise that, Allah, who has made the love of Amirul Mu'minin Ali, the condition to enter paradise, and also for salvation from hell. The blessed Ali ibn Ibrahim has narrated that, someone asked Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, who are more in number, angels or human beings? The Imam said, by Allah, in whose hands is my life, the angels in the heaven are much more than the particles of the earth, and in the skies there is no space equal to a feet, where there is not an angel who glorifies and magnifies Allah. And there is no tree, nor any pebbles on the earth, but that there is an angel on it, which every day informs Allah about its deeds and conditions, although Allah is more aware about the angels, and there is no angel, but that every day, he goes to the proximity of Allah, with our vilaya and the love of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam, and asks forgiveness for our friends, and curses our enemies, and all the angels ask Allah to send chastisement upon them as is the right.
After that, in the explanation of the verse, those who bear the power, Arsh 47. Imam said that, he is the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after him his vicegerents, who are the bearers of knowledge of Allah, and Arsh means knowledge. And those around him. The Imam said that, it is the angels on all the four sides of Arsh. Celebrate the praise of their Lord, and believe in him, and ask protection for those who believe. The Imam said that, they are the believers and Shias of Ali Muhammad. Our Lord. Thou embracest all things in mercy and knowledge. It means your mercy reaches everyone and everything, and your knowledge surrounds everything. Therefore grant protection to those who turn to thee. It means forgive the community which has turned its face from the vilaya and love of Bani Umayyah and the unjust caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, and Uthman. And follow thy way. The Imam said that, the path of Allah means the vilaya and imama of Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. And, save them from the punishment of the hell, our Lord. And make them enter the gardens of perpetuity which, thou hast promised to them, and those who do good of their fathers, and their wives, and their offspring, surely thou art the mighty, the wise. The Imam said that good people means, those who have the love of Amirul Mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam. And, keep them from evil deeds, and whom thou keepest from evil deeds this day, indeed, thou hast mercy on him, and that is the mighty achievement. The Holy Quran 49. Imam says that success, is for one who saves himself from the love of unjust caliphs, accursed Abu Bakr and Umar. Then Allah says, surely, those who disbelieve, shall be cried out to, certainly Allah's hatred of you, when you were called upon to the faith, and you rejected. 40, 10. It means you were called towards the vilaya of Maulana Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salam.
Also, the blessed Ibn Mahiyar narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, for those who believe, refers to the Shias of Prophet Muhammad and his progeny, and those who turn to thee, are those people who have repented from the love of unjust caliphs, Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Muawiyah and Bani Umayyah. Those who disbelieve means, Bani Umayyah, and faith refers, to the vilaya of Amirul Mu'minin al-Imam Ali, alayhi salam. The Blessed Kolani has narrated from Imam Sa'adik, alayhi salam, that, there are some angels of Allah, who clear the sins from the loins of the Shias, as the wind sheds leaves from the tree in autumn. This verse points towards this. Celebrate the praise of their Lord, and believe in him, and ask protection for those who believe. 47. Imam, alayhi salam, said, by Allah. Allah has meant, this only for you and no one else. The Blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated the same content from various references. In Uyun al-Akbar Rizat, has narrated that, those who believe, are those who brought faith on the vilaya of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam. Hazrat said that, angels are our servants and our Shia's servants. The blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated, that, those who bear the power or arsh means, these eight persons. 1. Prophet Muhammad. 2. Amirul Mu'mineen Ali. 3. Imam Hassan. 4. Imam Hussein. 5. Prophet Ibrahim. 6. Prophet Ismail. 7. Prophet Muzat. And 8. Prophet Isa, may peace be upon them all. The blessed Ibn Babaway has said in a Ga'id that, the throne, Arsh, will be borne by 8 people, 4 from the earlier nations, and 4 from the later ones. The earlier 4 are Nuh, Ibrahim, Muzat and Isat, alayhimas salam, and 4 later ones, are Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, may peace be upon them all. And it is conveyed to us from our Imam, alayhi salam, and reached us in this way only.
The blessed Ibn Mahiyar, has narrated from Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, that, he said that, the fact of my superiority was revealed from the heavens to the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and ask protection for those who believe. This verse was also revealed at a time when, there was no believer except me and the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the world. It is narrated, from Imam Baghir, alayhi salam, that, Amirul Mu'mineen Ali, alayhi salam, said that, the angels continued to invoke blessings or salawat, on me and the Prophet, for 7 years and some months, and in our praise, the following verses were revealed. Those who bear the power, and those around him celebrate the praise of their Lord, and believe in him, and ask protection for those who believe, our Lord. Thou embracest all things in mercy and knowledge, therefore, grant protection to those who turn to thee, and follow thy way, and save them from the punishment of the hell, our Lord. And make them enter the gardens of perpetuity, which thou hast promised to them, and those who do good of their fathers, and their wives, and their offspring, surely, thou art the mighty, the wise. 40:7-8. According to another tradition from the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any doubt, Allah and the angels were sending salawat on me and Ali, for many years, because we used to pray, and before us no one prayed. It is related from many other chains, from Imam Sadiq, alayhi salam, that, he said, by Allah, the seeking of forgiveness of the angels, is for you, Shias, and not for all the creatures.
The Almighty Allah says regarding the greatness of the Holy Quran, nay, surely, it is an admonishment. So let him who pleases mind it. In honored books, exalted, purified, in the hands of scribes, Safara, noble, virtuous. 80:11-16. In the authentic traditions, it is mentioned that, Safra means, the holy imams, alayhimas salam. Surely, those who are with your Lord, are not too proud to serve him, and they declare his glory, and throw themselves down in humility before him. 7:206. It is famous amongst the commentators that, they are the angels. But, it has come in traditions that, it refers to the Prophet, and Imams, alayhimas salam. Also the Almighty Allah has said. And, they say, Allah has taken to himself a son. Glory be to him. He doesn't have any son. But some people are honored near Allah. Rather, whatever is in the heavens and the earth, is his, all are obedient to him. They do not precede him in speech, and only according to his commandment, do they act. He knows what is before them, and what is behind them, and they do not intercede except for him whom he approves, and for fear of him they tremble. 21:28. The blessed Ibn Mahiyar and others, have narrated, from Imam Bagir, alayhi salam, that, when the Hazrat recited these verses, he pointed towards his chest. It means that, these verses were revealed in the praise of us, Ahlul Bayt, alayhim salam.
Most commentators say, these verses, were revealed for those who claim that, angels are the daughters of Allah. That is why, the obedient ones means, the angels, but from the ziyarats, like ziyarat jamia, and from many supplications, and other authentic traditions, it is clear that, it refers to the 12 infallible imams, alayhim assalam. On this basis, and there is a possibility that, they should be refuted who believe in the divinity of Amirul Mu'mineen, alayhi salam, and the infallible imams, alayhim assalam. So ibadatan makramun means, they are the servants of Allah, whom some deviant people consider as gods. Another possibility is, the refutation of those who believe that, angels are sons of Allah. So, Allah has negated it, and that, there are some nearest persons to Him, whom He has exalted, and made caliphs, and His selection does not mean that, they are His children. On this basis, it is possible that, it denotes the holy infallible imams, or generally, it may be all those who are near to Allah, like the angels, the prophets, and their vicegerents.